Also this weekend, Americans have a chance to get their brains around a bunch of creative names, names of horses in the Kentucky Derby. Competitors this year include It's a Knockout, Ocho Ocho Ocho, Keen Ice, and the favorite, American Pharoah.
If naming a prize-winning horse sounds like fun, hold your horses. The process is pretty bureaucratic.
If you're an owner of a racehorse, you submit the name that you would like the horse to be named to the Jockey Club, and they have their lists of qualifications.
That's Claire Novak. She's the online features editor of the Blood Horse magazine. She says the Jockey Club, which governs horse racing, has quite a stable of rules for naming horses.
You can't have your horse named after a living person unless approval has been given to you from that person in writing, and you have to submit that to the Jockey Club. They shouldn't have a vulgar or obscene meaning or have any types of offensive nature to any religious or political groups.
The name also cannot exceed 18 characters, although I think that's enough to have a horse named Rene Montaigne coming down the stretch. Of course, some owners still, with those limitations, manage to get creative.
With names that are just a little bit naughty, perhaps, he had the filly 50 Shades of Hay. And then we have My Wife Knows Everything and The Wife Doesn't Know. Those two actually ended up in a race together.
My Wife Knows Everything. The Wife Doesn't Know. They're 1-2. Of course they are. My Wife Knows Everything in front. To the outside, The Wife Doesn't Know. My Wife Knows Everything. The Wife Doesn't Know.
Novak says there are some 450,000 active names registered with the Jockey Club. Tomorrow, one of those names will go down in history.
Well, the race is on, and here comes Pride up the backstretch.